father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hosts, numbers are highly superior.
I test that to my teammates, coaching staff. I think, you have a more... I wouldn't say I prepare any differently. I wouldn't say I take the game any differently. I think that maybe there's an emphasis on each drive a little more, and just knowing that every single drive matters in the playoffs, especially when you're going against good teams and good quarterbacks like we're going against this week. Points are at a premium. Being okay with living in, taking some easy ones. Joe kind of had me self-scout myself throughout the year this last week, and I came away obviously just like, God, there's so much out there that I've missed, right? Whether it's getting a little lazy with my feet and not taking a check down and maybe instead trying to force something downfield, or throwing the ball away, not taking sacks and allowing us to be in field goal range. And there's still so much room to improve, and I think I just have this extra emphasis, like I said, on points are at a premium in the playoffs, and just trying to do everything I can to give us points.
How valuable was that self-scouting period? As you reflect back and after beating yourself up on some of the things.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're sitting there like, God, I stink. It's like, what am I thinking here? What am I doing? And I think that's, the film is never as good. It's never as bad as you think it is going to be. But going into it, just trusting reads, trusting feet, trusting eyes, trusting my teammates, I think that's what it kind of comes down to. And I think there's just, as we get into the playoffs, it was a very helpful exercise to do. And again, it's every team that we're playing here on out is a good team. And it's no different this week. They got a really good D-line. They're making a lot of plays in the back end. They've forced a lot of turnovers throughout the year. So making sure that we're doing everything in our power to make sure that each drive ends in a kick.
Battle like, you mentioned the throwaways and maybe not taking some that were there. What's the battle like versus throwing it away versus trying to make a play?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just, that added layer of knowing down and distance and flow of the game and when to take risks, when not to take risks. And I think maybe throughout the regular season you get into this mold of just like, we have more games, I can try to squeeze this one in and see how it goes. And obviously in the playoffs, those are premium drives, and you can't really risk too much. And obviously you want to go out there and make the play that's to be made, but sometimes the play is throwing it 3 yards and getting to a second and seven instead of a second and 10. So yeah.
There, kind of that self-scouting, is that unusual for you or different than in years past, or had you done that before?
No, different in years past. Not too often. are you in a position where you can, you know, not play the last week of the season? And, you know, that was good and bad, right? Because we knew that we couldn't win our division, but, you know, just trying to get healthy for the playoffs. And, again, that I think it was a very helpful exercise.
Physical rest, which is the obvious benefit, but was there almost a mental reset there that was pretty beneficial for you as well?
I think so. And again, just coming out here with the guys, trying to have a good week of practice, put together our best stuff, and comes down to who executes better on game day. And you know, Sunday 1 o'clock, you know, we're doing everything we can do to be ready for that.
Are you a subscriber to the theory that run in the playoffs, run game and defense travels no matter where you go?
Absolutely. But this is a team that's throughout the year statistically been very hard to run the ball on. So whatever it takes for us to do, we have to be willing to do. And, you know, if that's more run, more pass, whatever it is throughout the flow of the game, just trying to figure it out and find ways to move the football.
A lot of your teammates have described the adversity you guys have faced of having, you know, grit to get through that adversity. How do you see that team embody grit to get through these tough challenges, you know, throughout the regular season?
Yeah, I think we've been forced into a lot of different scenarios this year and found ourselves out of most of them. There's some that obviously we've learned from and taken that knowledge that we've gained throughout the season into the playoffs, and having guys that have been around the playoffs regularly on a team, I think it does pay dividends. But again, just trusting the veteran leadership, trusting our guys to convey the message to some of the younger guys and guys that are newer to this program. And again, it just, whatever we can do to make one more play and score one more point than our opponent, and that's our goal.
What about your overall playoff experience, though? As well as this team has done, it's not gotten the ultimate goal. I know this is sort of the wild card round, but that spectral, that cloud, seems to hang over this franchise and falling short of its ultimate goal every year. Does that weigh into it in any way?
I don't think so. I think we're taking it one game at a time. You know, we're not focused on what's happened in the past, and we're not, you know, we're a completely different team than we were last year and the year before that, and so on and so forth. So, again, our job is to play the Jacksonville Jaguars at 1 o'clock on Sunday, and that's what we're going to do.
How would you describe elite players' mindset when this time of year rolls around?
Again, it's just doing whatever it takes to get the job done, and you know, sometimes you got to put your body on the line, but mentally preparing in a certain way and bringing along guys a certain way, I think, plays into it. But yeah, just having that, you know, can't be denied mindset. But again, every game's different. You know, we're going on the road for the first time in a long time in the wild card, so different atmosphere against a really good team that's playing really good football right now. So gonna have our hands full, and this is what playoff football is all about.
Different feeling, though.
In terms of what? Yeah, I mean, backs against the wall. Yeah, you have to have that mindset of, I mean, you win the game or you go home. And that's exactly what the playoffs are about. And, again, you never want to – you always want to end your season on a win. And, you know, that's our main goal.
As you mentioned, having a different team than you last year or the year before, you got to go back to 2021, the last time you were in Jacksonville. So, obviously, the personnel on both sides is quite different. That game wasn't pretty.
Yeah, not a good one.
Yeah. Do you take anything away from that, or is that one you kind of tried to mentally forget about?
I mean, not too many people that were there then are there now, except Josh Allen. You know, he got to me a couple times that game. He's a fantastic football player. So, yeah, we're going to have our hands full with him. But, you know, they've got a lot of good players on that team. And they've made some really good plays this year, and they've played really good football. So, like I said, we're going to have our hands full.
In the locker room after the last game, told your team, I love Moss. I don't remember the context it was in, but I remember that sentence. What do you love about this group?
I love the mindset, the grit, the players that we have in this locker room. You know, to the point earlier of being in different scenarios and fighting out of it and finding ways to win football games. Just the belief in who we've got in this locker room.
What's different about road games and the challenges in the playoffs specifically?
Well, typically, you know, more hyped crowds. You have to be very good on snap timing. You know, it allows defenses to hide their hand a little better. You know, when they see a leg go up, they can move it, you know, while we can't change. So again, we're going to have to be very good at pre-snap and post-snap reads and getting through them. And again, run game, pass game, you name it, we just got to make sure that we're executing our details.
Josh, what's the value or significance of playoff experience in the NFL?
You know, understanding, you know, what you're going to feel, the emotions that you're going to feel. But again, it's still the game of football, right? The game hasn't changed. You know, like I said earlier, it's just win or go home, and that's the mindset that we have. Again, I'm just trying to focus on Jacksonville at 1 o'clock, and there's some dang good football teams in this playoffs, and it's going to take everyone in this locker room's best effort to get the job done.
Question from how different this time of the year is. How does that message get conveyed to players who haven't had any experience with that before? Look, you're a better playoff team. And when did you realize that yourself?
Just trusting the vets that we've had in this locker room. You know, I go back to my first few years with Micah and Poyer, and just feeding off of what they've been through in their careers. And again, it may seem a lot different of playoff football, but the way that we pride ourselves in our standard and making sure that we are playoff caliber throughout the season. You know, we're not practicing any longer this week. We're not doing anything extra in terms of preparation. We feel like throughout the year, this is how we prepare. This is how we try to win football games. And, you know, you may spend a little longer watching certain looks in terms of what they can do to you and trying to clean things up on our end. But I think the process is the process, and the standard that we have is the standard. So, you know, we're not trying to change a whole lot, just the mindset of going in there being ready to play.
How did you follow
Well, that was a crazy ending in that game, but you know, as soon as the game ended, you know, kind of saw the stat up there and sent him a congratulations text, and he deserves it. He's the best back in the league, you know, and I can strongly say that. You know, the way that he has carried himself throughout this year, the way that he consistently performs on a game-to-game basis, how hard he practices, you know, he's done everything to deserve this honor, and it's really cool. And we got to keep, you know, rolling with him in the playoffs.
Were you following along though, because
early on in the game, it didn't look like it was going to hold up too well. But fortunate for us, it did, and fortunate for him. And you can write that one down. But I know he's more focused on helping this team win playoff games and ultimately win the Super Bowl. And you know, that was a minor thing for him. And you know, I think he's probably already past it.
Without looking ahead, too far now. Because this is a road game. Is there something that fuels you in the fact that you never won a road game, not one playoff road game?
That's what we're going to have to do this year if we want to accomplish our goals. So it's all hands on deck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.